Trans Montana lawmaker, "We're every bit as biologically female as cis women." By Olivia Rondo on November 21, 2024. A Montana lawmaker who identifies as a progressive bisexual trans woman is claiming that men who say they are transgender women are every bit as biologically female as real women. After House Speaker Mike Johnson, R., announced that all single-sex Capitol Hill facilities like bathrooms are reserved for individuals of that biological sex on Wednesday, Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr, D., born Zachary Roche, posted, "I literally just got out of meetings with members of Congress and used the bathroom on my way out. Trans women are women, full stop. We're every bit as biologically female as cis women," and at Speaker Johnson's statement doesn't change the fact that women's spaces include trans women, the transgender state representative added. Cis refers to the term cisgender, which trans ideologists use to describe people who identify with the sex they were born as. Zephyr's campaign website states, "I am a progressive bisexual trans woman, and I am running for office because I believe that the best way for me to fight for social and economic justice is to get into the room where the laws are being written." The lawmaker entered office in 2023 but was banned from the Montana House for telling Republican legislators that their child protection laws would deliver blood on your hands, Breitbart News reported. Zephyr was, however, re-elected on November 5. Libs of TikTok responded to Zephyr's unscientific claims with "You can change your name, wear women's clothing, inject hormones, and get surgery, but nothing will change the fact that you're male. You do not belong in women's private spaces," the conservative X account added. Another X user by the name of Moni, who also identifies as trans, denounced Zephyr's woke politics. "I'm a transsexual, I'm a male, I do not belong in women's spaces and sports," Moni said. "Gender ideology is cult-like far-left extremism that just caused your party to lose nationally, even losing ground in blue states. Woke politics." Speaker Johnson's declaration to preserve female-only spaces on Capitol Hill comes after Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, introduced a bill to block males from entering women's bathrooms and locker rooms, following the election of the House's first transgender representative, Delaware State Senator Sarah McBride, D.